Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And from collegiate to professional sports, the sports calendar is in full swing, and no better place to get in on all of this action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate this year's football playoffs, DraftKings is giving all new players a chance to bet on any of this weekend's pro football games at 100-1 odds. That's right. All you do is you bet a dollar. Any football game this weekend, your team wins, you cash $100. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Make sure you use promo code KSN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any football game this weekend. That's code KSN for new players for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number three, the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Greg Pickle. Quarter number three means that we are going to do our segment called Ask Greg. For those of you that are new to the show, this is where we have Greg answer all your Penn State football or recruiting questions. And if you want to submit a question, here's how you do it. You could download our free app from the App Store. Just search on Keystone Sports. Download the app, and you'll see there's this real nice Ask Greg button. You hit that, give us your question, and you may hear it on the air. Also, you could email me at info@ksnsports.net, and we will get to your question. The great thing here is, after the segment, we're going to select the best question. We will announce the winner in the following segment, and you win the KSN polo shirt, the highly coveted KSN polo shirt. All right. You ready for your questions, Greg?
I am, Jim, and I know you mentioned when the show kicked off that we have a new affiliate group listening with us this week, so I think we need to clue them in on the little inside joke we like to play in this segment, which is that Jim and I don't always remember to give the winner in the next segment, but I think we should make that our New Year's resolution, Jim, that we're never going to forget to do that.
Saying that occasionally we don't remember is being generous to us. I think we went on a streak of I don't know how many weeks in a row. And the sad part is, Greg, we talk about it right before we go to break. We're definitely going to do it. We even talk about it over the break, and we still manage to forget. But not anymore, not in 2021. All right, let's start with Dave in Lehigh Valley. He says, Happy New Year, Greg. Is the 21 recruiting class complete? If not, who are the most realistic targets to finish off the class? Part two, 2022 recruiting class is off to a great start. Do you anticipate Franklin will take two quarterbacks in the 2022 class?
Yeah, so let's not forget a couple of things here, Jim. Number one being that, you know, when Penn State is adding these guys via the transfer portal, they are doing that with the space they have remaining in the class of 2021. So while we could say that it is quote unquote done, anyone that would come in through the transfer portal is going to be in that class. So it's not really done. No. And in terms of high school guys, maybe there'll be a name or two that pop up over the next couple of weeks here. You know, we still have a few weeks until the traditional national signing day, Jim. But the one who really jumps out at me is George Rooks, obviously, the defensive tackle from New Jersey, a really talented player who Boston College and Michigan are also recruiting, and Penn State's been on him for a long time as well. We thought he was going to pick between that trio before national signing day. It never ended up working out that way. He decided to hold off on making a decision. And so here we are now. Waiting for his call, and it could come at any time. So he's one guy to watch, but do keep in mind when we talk about these transfers coming in, they are counting against the class of 2020.
Okay, Greg, the second part of the question was in 2022, should we look for a second quarterback?
You know, I think it depends what happens with the transfer portal. You know, obviously you have Christian Vayu already signed, you have Bo Prabula committed in the next cycle, and so, you know, the question of two quarterbacks, I think you could get one via the transfer portal who's a graduate and has a year or two left, and you don't got to get one, a second one in the class of 2022. Or if you don't, then maybe you do try and find a second guy. But, I mean, I guess the biggest question now, Jim, is when Mike Yurcich makes his complete evaluation of the transfer portal, you know, what is his ultimate his view of the room going to be? You know, does he think there are a couple of guys on this roster who can run his offense successfully? Does he think there's one? Does he think there's none? Does he feel like they must go into the transfer portal to get a guy? You know, he's going to have some pretty strong and, I think, clear feelings on that. And once he does, and we start to see what Penn State does, and you'll be able to tell based on how kind of offers go out and whatnot, then, you know, I think that'll kind of make itself pretty obvious here before long. But I don't know if Penn State needs a second high school quarterback in the 2022 class, but I could certainly see them take a passer via the transfer portal either this year or next.
Okay, next up is Mike in Bradenton, Florida. Mike says, with Drew Shelton enrolling at IMG, is he more likely to be a Penn State peer recruiter or dazzled by others and change his commitment? I live close to IMG and their talent is off the charts. First of all, Greg, tell us about Drew Shelton and maybe a little bit about what IMG school is all about.
Yeah, I like Drew Shelton a lot, Jim. Here's a guy who's, again, part of this 8-member class of 2022 that Penn State has right now, currently number 2, I believe, in the country. Drew Shelton's a unanimous 4-star, 247 Sports Net Rivals, committed to Penn State back in September from Downingtown, Pennsylvania. Now, obviously, going to go play at IMG Academy. You know, the 247 Sports composite is a bit higher on him than 247 Sports is, but either way, he's still a top 20 player at his position, which is offensive tackle. And a top 215 player nationally. So, you know, programs across the country wanted him. And yeah, obviously, whenever you have a guy go down to IMG or transfer to a different state or whatever, and it takes away that, you know, advantage Penn State had, a built-in advantage that the closest big school that he could visit was Penn State. Now it's Florida State, or Miami. So, you know, IMG Academy obviously is a place guys go to train at a higher level and really focus on football year-round. It's almost, you know, as close to a college experience as you can get while in high school, and he's certainly good enough to play there. But, yeah, I think it will be something worth watching. I still think he ends up being a Nittany Lion, but, again, once a guy gets down there and maybe goes and sees some other things and exposed to some players committed elsewhere and whatnot, you just never know.
And if he gets into the sunshine in January and 72 degrees instead of 15 degrees up here, that might be attractive also. All right.
That's right.
Next up is Mark from Mechanicsburg. Mark says, hi, Greg. With Kirk Sciarca being shown the door, do you think there will be other coaches James will let go this offseason? Who's on your short list and why?
Yeah, so that's actually funny. So Friday morning, I had put out kind of a look at, and this, you know, like hours before Mike Yurcich was announced as Penn State's new offensive coordinator, I had put out something that had said that basically my opinion was you can never be sure that staff change is done happening because, as we remember, Sean Spencer actually left at the start of February last year to go with the Giants. So, you know, you're never sure that movement is over, but you had to feel pretty good if you were Penn State that the fact that none of these guys decided to move on yet and the fact that James Franklin had not made a move probably was good news for staff stability in 2021. And then, of course, like I said, within hours, he makes a quick decision to change his offensive coordinator. I guess I would say this, Jim. The one thing that really kind of jumps out to me is when you, again, it was one of the stealthiest hires I can ever remember. I mean, no one saw this coming. Penn State broke its own news on Twitter, which never happens. You know, somebody always has it first, media-wise. Nobody did. And, you know, if you all you had to do is take a quick look at Twitter when that was announced, nobody saw that coming. I mean, they kept this thing as tightly under wraps as they could. And I just feel like if they were going to make more changes, Jim, they would have made them all at that one time. And, you know, could a guy leave for an NFL job? Maybe. Could there be some staff shuffling still going on at the college level that would lead to a Penn State guy moving on? Sure. But I just don't really get the sense, Jim, that any more staff changes are in the works. I mean, you can always make the argument that maybe Penn State's waiting to lock it. I mean, after what we saw with Mike Yurcich, you can always make the argument now moving forward that Penn State's waiting to lock in a guy before it announces a change like that. But, I mean, I would just feel like if they were going to make other changes, they would have by now. And the fact that they haven't, I think, probably tells you what all you need to know.
All right. Next up is Aaron from Houston, who says, Greg, which current quarterback on Penn State's roster do you think will be the best fit for the offensive scheme that Yurcich will want to run? I'm going to expand that to beyond the roster. Christian Vaiu's coming in, and you've got Bo Perbula coming in next year's class. So you could include them in your conversation.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes this kind of a that's what kind of makes that a tough read again, because what you just don't know. It's we don't have a great feel, Jim, for how long it'll take Mike Yurcich to get to know this roster and how long it will take him to evaluate. And you know what? If they have a normal spring practice this year, Jim, there are going to be some guys in that quarterback room who probably move on, or maybe say that, you know, this offense isn't for me, or this depth chart isn't for me, or that transfer guy that they brought in. I'm talking hypothetical here, but let's be honest, that's what everybody wants to see happen. So let's just throw it out there as a potential part of the plan. Maybe that maybe that does happen, and maybe that doesn't work for everyone. So when I just look at all the quarterbacks that Penn State either has or is likely to have in the future here, I mean, Prabula is the one that probably makes the most sense in this offense, but he's not here for another year, so I really don't like to get that far down the road. And, you know, you say, can one of these guys run this offense? And you know what we saw from Will Levis this year, I guess it's possible. You know, I'm probably willing to give Sean Clifford a little bit more benefit of the doubt, Jim, and think that he could run this offense and do it well and eliminate the turnovers and the bad decision making and everything else. You know, there was a video that was put out of Taquan Roberson doing some nice work training wise back in New Jersey while he's home for the break. So, you know, but we haven't seen enough of him. I can't imagine Micah Bones is ready to step into that kind of a role yet. And, you know, when people talk about Christian Veau, they have to remember that his high school season was canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic. So he's now a year removed from playing. So to me, Jim, if they don't go and get someone, the list still starts and ends with Sean Clifford, whether Penn State fans like it or not. Of course, Mike Yurcich might get here, see some stuff during a hopefully, quote, you know, fingers crossed, normal spring practice. That could certainly change things.
You also have to look at this the other way, Greg, not just who does Mike Yurcich look at on this roster as the proper fit for what he wants to bring to the offense. You also have to look at the quarterbacks themselves. Does Will Levis want to sit behind Sean Clifford for another year, or does he want to move on? There's only one quarterback who could play at a time. So when you have five quarterbacks on scholarship, you could always see one of them look at the grass being greener elsewhere, right?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, again, I think you'll see movement in that room before the start of the 2021 season, Jim. I could well be wrong, but to me, I think I can't say for sure that you get one guy to commit. I just don't know if I, outside of Veau, obviously, I just don't know if I think 100% there's going to be a transfer portal move made, Jim, but I could see one of those guys moving on to try and find a different place to play. It's just, again, it's hard when you know that there's only one guy, and once the new OC makes up his mind, that's who that guy is going to roll with for as long as that kid's eligibility remains in all likelihood.
That's it for Ask Greg. Stick around in quarter number four. We're going to evaluate James Franklin's year of coaching in 2020.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new players the chance to bet on any of this weekend's professional football games at 100-1 odds. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN for new players to get a shot at $100 on any football action this weekend. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.